It's music time in Africa. A very good Sunday evening to you, friends, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is your program on the Voice of America that brings you some of the best in music by Africa's finest musicians and music groups. All on recordings selected for us by my colleague, your VOA Music Man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. We're both very happy to have you with us, and we're happy to be with you too. And once again, we have something special, so stay with us and enjoy the music. From Nigeria, the music of Dimola Adepoju, the man who brought the pedal steel guitar to African music.
Thank you.
The music of Dimola Adepoju, guitar virtuoso extraordinaire. He's a composer, arranger, and one of Nigeria's finest all-around top musicians. Some of you may remember our talk with Dimola when he sat in with us here in our VOA studios in Washington during one of his visits and tours here in the United States. Well, friends, we had a lot of good feedback about that program from our listeners, not only in Africa, but from other parts of the world, including many letters telling us that they would like to hear more. So, for those of you who may have missed the program, and for those who liked the music, Leo and I decided to include our talk with Dimola in this edition of Music Time. And we'll have it for you right after this brief reminder that you're listening to Music Time in Africa on the Africa service of the Voice of America. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle here with your VOA Music Man for Africa, my colleague Leo Sarkisian, broadcasting from our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, downtown in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. in the USA. We're on shortwave, but in West and Central Africa, you can also find us on medium wave on 1530 kilohertz on your radio. We're on medium wave in Southern Africa, and that's on 909 kilohertz. All of the frequencies, along with the times for each of our special programs broadcast in English to Africa, are listed in the current program schedule. That is available to you simply by writing to Music Time in Africa. Our special programs include Daybreak Africa, a live 30-minute breakfast show with news, sports, and music. The news is global in scope, but it's got an emphasis on events in Africa. Then there's Africa World Tonight, a live evening show with reports from our correspondents in Africa and around the world. Nightline Africa covers the world, but with a special focus on Africa. And my own program, The World of Music, brings you all kinds of good music each Monday through Friday. And if you're a regular listener to VOA's Africa service, you know that this program, Music Time in Africa, brings you the best in African music each Sunday in two separate editions. The first at 1730 UTC, and then we're back again at 1930 UTC with more music for you here on VOA's Africa service. And right now, friends, here's our address for corresponding. First, our regular address in the USA. Simply write to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and that postal code is 20547 USA. Now, that's our regular address. I personally recommend our alternate address, which I'm sure is easier and definitely less expensive. So, we want to hear from you. This is the address I recommend: Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy in your country. And I'll be happy to repeat that for you. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy in your country. And now, Dimola and his music. Dimola, how are you?
Thank you very much.
It's nice to have you here. You are a world-renowned musician.
Thank you.
I understand that you have been picking at a steel guitar for a number of years. Tell me how you first got involved in music from the very beginning, probably when you were a very young lad.
Oh, that's great. My daddy is a reverend father. He bought me a guitar when I was so little. I was about 6 years of age, 6 years old when my daddy... Oh, sorry, I've been playing music. But when I was in the secondary school, 1964, my daddy bought me a guitar. And I guess that was the beginning of my real musical upbringing.
So you've been involved with music for a very long time. It started at a very young age.
Yeah.
And what are the kinds of influences that you've had throughout your life that have kept you in this crazy music business that we called entertainment?
Actually, there are reigning groups, bands in Nigeria, to mention a few, that actually inspired me into wanting to become a musician. And I knew I've got a talent. When I was in school, in the college, our principal singled me out as the best voiced student.
Well, my. Not only do you play, but you sing as well.
Of course. Of course, I was a member of the church choir for a number of years. You know, my father being a reverend.
How nice. You know. Now, who is your favorite musician of all time? And I know that's a very difficult question.
Really, it is.
In the entertainment business, there's some marvelous people. But who on the African continent influenced you most?
It's Juju music, like King Sunny Ade, Ebenezer Obey, and Fela.
Fela and Sunny, two very popular names. We play their music all the time. They are tops, not only in Africa, but throughout the world. And we find in our show Music Time in Africa that the music seems to transcend racial and cultural barriers, because when you provide a good product, like good music, it doesn't matter where you're from. People are going to appreciate it. Those are good choices as far as role models.
Yeah.
Now, you've also been involved in something that's been a little bit controversial in this country.
Yeah.
Quite uplifting to some and inspirational to many, many, many thousands. You participated in the Graceland album with Paul Simon.
That's right.
First of all, tell me how you met the gentleman and what inspired you to get involved with a group that has had such an impact on the world music scene.
Actually, as luck would have it, Paul Simon had been someone I really admire right from when I was very young. And actually, I never thought I would even meet him because I was so young, and even I never thought I would travel to this end of the world. But like his music, Bridge Over Troubled Waters, you know, was my favorite when I was really young. But when I developed into a full-grown musician, you know, Paul Simon, too, had been keeping tracks of what I was playing. And then he just said, Demola, is that you? And that, he's happy to know me or to meet me. That he mentioned some of my works that he really enjoyed listening to.
So your reputation preceded you.
Yeah.
He kind of sought you out, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So he was very happy when he learned that I was in the United States, you know, and asked the manager whether I would be chanced to participate in the ongoing album.
Tell me about your family. Where are they? And what do they think about your being in this music business?
Oh, I'm married to a wonderful lady.
Great.
Who supports me. And she's a lover of music, too.
Do you have children?
Of course, I have a kid, only one boy.
And he is how old?
10.
And his name is?
Niyi.
Adepoje. Adepoje. Lagos itself has a number of really fine musicians.
Yeah.
I was not surprised, but pleased to see so much wonderful music coming out of such a crowded city. What do you think that has to do with? Is it culture? Is it that it's just so ingrained that it's a part of your life that wonderful music emanates from your country?
Oh, I think it's culture and also part of our life, because when you come to Lagos, when you want to move out from the airport, what did you see?
Oh,
the giant man playing. No, I mean the statue that you see from the Muhammad airport. The statue of one man playing the drums, right?
Oh, yes, I remember
one
now.
Large statue of one man playing the drums. So it's kind of inherent, you know. And
where do you see the music scene going today? I'm hearing a lot of electronic music, and that's very much a part of what you're doing. But what is happening with African music today? Is it going ultra-Western, or are you seeing and hearing the traditional sounds of African music being infused into the modern sound?
That is what is happening, actually, you're right. I think as some musicians might be tempted to be going Western ways, you know, but as that happens also, there are people who are coming, going the real native ways too. I mean, we're kind of borrowing from each other.
What would you like to see your music do from here on out? What are your plans for the kind of music that you're going to be providing to the rest of the world?
Good. The kind of music that I'm bringing out now is called Jubilee music.
Jubilee. Yeah. Sounds like a party to me.
that's what it is. Happy music. Trying to bring the talking drum and the country western music together. And actually in LA, I was nicknamed the African Cowboy.
Because
when you're listening to this country western music, you know that this is an you think that this is an American music or country music. But now you hear this talking drum really weaving everything together. And then my style and the style of my singing, definitely, you know, this is another thing entirely.
Well, you know that this show is all about music, and we're going to be playing some of your music for our listeners. And we're going to take a pause right here for just a moment so that we can do just that.
Okay.
Thank you.
That is absolutely beautiful music. You do such a fantastic job with the steel guitar.
Thank you. I'm just starting.
Well, you've certainly provided some wonderful sounds to the international music scene. Demola Adepoju, your name has special meaning. Many riches, many crowns.
Many crowns, yeah.
It's almost biblical. The way that it sounds, the many crowns, it reminds me of a Bible verse.
Yeah.
You have provided many riches in your music.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like for you to just tell me a little bit more about this Jubilee music that you've created.
Oh, well, the Jubilee music, I was able to create another style of guitar to replace the one that is currently on in Juju music.
So it springs from Juju music?
Kind of, but it's much more... It's a fusion of Juju music and Fuji music, which is now reigning in Nigeria.
Okay. What's the difference between Juju music and Fuji?
Fuji is totally native. No instruments at all, but very fast and very percussive.
Is this something that's indigenous to Nigeria?
Very indigenous. Much more indigenous than Juju music.
Okay. And what got you inspired to create this kind of Jubilee music, as you call it? What was the motivating factor behind Jubilee music for you?
Oh, it's because, you know, I've traveled all over the world with King Sunny ID. And then in Nigeria, I think it's certain type of music goes on and on and on forever. And I think there's got to be a change somewhere, or to help each other. Actually, I started playing the steel in Nigeria, the first to ever play the steel guitar in Nigeria. So, in order to enhance, you know, my talents, you know.
Well, we certainly appreciate your talents, and definitely are grateful that you have taken a moment to stop by the Voice of America.
No,
and we have something very special to say to you. I hope I get this right. Eshegane.
Eshegane.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Demola Adepoju of Lagos, Nigeria. Steel guitarist, we're pleased to have you with us in the Voice of America studios.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. And still another reminder, friends, that VOA's Africa service is on the air every day. And as always, I recommend that you don't miss Daybreak Africa, a live 30-minute broadcast show of news, sports, and music. And although news is global in scope, the emphasis is on events in Africa. The show always ends with a weather forecast. Africa World Tonight is a live evening news program with reports from our correspondents in Africa and around the world. Nightline Africa also covers the world with a special focus on Africa. And if you like reggae and good jazz, you have it Mondays through Fridays on my other program, The World of Music. And for the best in music, VOA's very special program, the one you're listening to right now, Music Time in Africa. Each Sunday, I join VOA's Music Man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian, when we bring you two separate editions. The first comes to you at 1730 UTC, and our second edition follows at 1930 UTC. And Music Time in Africa is all about good music. Here's more. Demola Adepoju, Jubilee music with steel guitar.
Kabi mo shoko,
And that's it for our first edition of Music Time in Africa for this Sunday evening. We'll be right back with a second edition in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now at 1930 UTC. So I recommend you stay right there by your radio. Following immediately is a report of the latest news. I'm Rita Rochelle, and for now, as always, my love to all of you.